to the Good Energy Doctor and Life is a Gift, Live It podcast. I am Dr. Hannah Klein and I'm your host. Let's explore together how to live a life where we feel good and happy and grateful pretty much all the time, and explore together how to get to that place and the things inside of us that need to change for that to happen. What you think and how you feel attracts to you. It is time to leave the reality you might live in, where there's never enough money and resources, or where you disrespect your body's needs, have superficial relationships, bad health, and despair and anger about the state of humanity and the world. You want to truly live with joy and purpose. Come along. It seems like we're living in a world that is getting more and more evil. There's more and more forces that is pushing us back, and so shootings at the school and starvation somewhere else, and terrible corruption and robbery of other people. What's going on? I think we need to have a closer look at something we can call evil. What is evil? In some tradition, it's kind of described as a power that's fighting God or fighting us. That's not really what evil is. Evil is an absence of light, an absence of good. Nobody has put a light into it. When you see it like that, you can realize, how do we win over evil? It is not a wrestling match. It is bringing in the light. As soon as you light a match in a pitch dark room, you can see that it's, even if the match is a very weak light, it will spread its light to a large portion of the room. And that's really where we want to be. We want to be that light that shines up in the darkness that has been formed for various reasons. And how does evil form? How do we have this darkness? I talked about this in episode 4, where I describe the different elements of a human being. That we are a body, we are an ego, and we are a soul. And the more we focus on ourselves, which is really represented by the ego part, the more we focus on ourselves, the more limited we feel, the more distant we feel from other people and from the Creator, and the more fearful we get that things are not going to go well, because we know that we are very dependent on the outside world as this body walking around. When you're living, expanding yourself for this joy and happiness, and you're letting your soul lead most of the time, the soul is connected to other people. The soul is that light, really, I was talking about. And it's connected to the Creator. So the soul knows where to go. But when you are disconnecting yourself, it is really something you do to yourself. It might be because that's how you grew up. This is the kind of family dynamic you had. Everything was about how you looked, what you did, and a fear, in a sense, of other people, a fear that you will have no money. Because once you start being in that very egocentric place, you can start having ideas such as, in order for me to advance, I need to trick other people. I need to use corruption to manipulate other people, manipulate the system. Otherwise, I don't get what I want. The more these people want to get, the more they focus on themselves, the worse things are getting, in fact. The more insecure you start feeling, and the more trickery you start doing to get your income, for example, the more you're trying to trick other people, you manipulate them, you are going around the system, you're avoiding taxes, the more you know that there are pressures from the outside world to get to you. And the more afraid you get, and the worse you can get. And now, in a sense, you have become a person who is acting in a very evil way. Because all you do is focus on yourself and the fears that you have around you, and you are no longer focused on anything beyond you and your maybe immediate family that you feel like you want to lift up. But anyone who has been focused in this way know that you are miserable and you become worse and worse, and in your own eyes you know how far you've fallen. But you don't want to really recognize that. Because once you start recognizing, you know that you have to change completely and you don't know what to do. But this is when we see expressions of evil. Because this person is seemingly taking advantage of us, this person is treating us like dirt, whatever it is that is happening. But really what it is this person has become so ego-focused. There are also some real ideologies out there where you focus on not good things, where it's all about destruction of some other people, some other tribe, some other... Since when do you think the Creator put you in this world so you could destroy part of what He has created? That is a completely upside down, backwards way of seeing it. It is completely absent of light. So we, who are now trying to become that light, that match in the dark, how do we meet people like that? Start with just being yourself. Start with just letting that light shine. Look the person straight in the eyes. Talk to him or her as if they are an evolved, beautiful human being. Don't try to please them. Don't try anything. Just be there. And they will start feeling your strength. But your strength is not you wrestling them down. The strength is simply you standing firm. You're not rushing to try to prevent them from doing something bad to them. You know that good things will happen to you. And if it's not happening through this person, it will happen through someone else. You know that good is coming to you. You know that good is flowing to you. You have already opened your pipeline for a tremendous amount of good to come to you because you are giving. So there is a way of countering your enemy, so to speak. Sometimes you have to do it with weapons. Yes, I know that. There is wars out there. But I am talking about everyday occurrence in your everyday life. How do you fight this evil? It is not something to wrestle. It is about you bringing in the light. So stay in that joyful place. Treat this person that you might not respect one bit, that you have seen doing terrible things, but treat him or her as a human being. With all the potential inside of it is this beautiful soul, which is now not shining out. And you can start talking to that person about the little good that you see him doing. You see him taking care of his mother, for example, very well. He's really respectful to his mother. He's calling her every other day and talking to her in a very nice and respectful manner. Start emphasizing on that. Start emphasizing that in your thoughts about this person. Because the more you think about it, the more you talk about it with this person, the more emphasis the good, the little tiny bit of good this person is doing, is getting a little more energy. And maybe he will have energy to do something else good. There's this story about somebody who was very, very rich. And the community that he sort of belonged to, but he didn't really want to belong to anymore, they had had somebody being kidnapped. And somebody was asking a high ransom fee for this person. This is definitely happening in today's world. And some prominent people from the community came to this guy who usually never gave any money, and they asked him, "Could you please help us?" He took out of a drawer a little penny. Not even a dollar. He took out 10 cents. And he says, "Oh, here is something. Contribution to the cause." The leader of this committee who had come to him said, "Oh, thank you so much. It's helped us so much that you're helping us." And they walked out. Now, the other two were furious. How can you, thinking he has billions and he's giving you nothing? But as they had walked out, the guy walks after him. "Oh, wait, wait, wait. I have something more to give you." And he gives another dollar. Now he's giving a dollar, not just 10 cents. And he goes like that. He calls them back for $10, for $100, for $1,000, for $1,000,000. But this guy was so deep down in his darkness, he really had no more strength than to give this 10 cents. But when the community leader was wise enough to take the 10 cents and thank him a lot for the 10 cents, knowing he could give billions, he starts opening the pipe for giving a little bit more. And that's what we can do to counter what seems to us to be evil. It is not by fighting it, by lighting it up. Try it. There's so much fighting going on out there. There's so much this political party, that political party, or we will not talk to each other. We will never sit in government with this and that. All across Europe, in America, etc., we see this trend. How can you govern a country and really bring out the best for this country if everyone is only looking out for their own group? Doesn't work. You don't change the system by fighting it. Because the fight is just holding resistance. If I hold up my hand and you hold up your hand and hold onto my hand, you can see we can just stand there and our hands are resisting each other. I don't come closer to you and you don't come closer to me. And that's our politics, how a lot of things happening in our society today. It is not helping anyone. So try this method. I really, really recommend it. Try the method of looking for the good, even the people you think are really, really, really not good. Emphasize the good. See the small little things that that person is doing that is good. And pull on it, light it up, and you will see that the pump of good flowing out of that person can slowly start moving. But everything is stuck. Everything is really stuck. And without your help, that person might turn into do even more bad things. Think of it. Let's try to help and be lights in this world. Good luck.
I hope this episode can inspire you to implement something new in your life. Change is challenging, but that is how we will grow and become a happier, more purposeful person, and to grab the opportunity to do it right now. Do also consider sharing something you have learned from this episode with someone else. Explaining things to someone makes it sink in deeper into ourselves. And if you find this valuable, please subscribe and share this episode with other people. Together, we are building a happier and more purposeful and resilient human race, one person at a time.